Good morning. This is Mark Hale with Sand in the Gears. If this were Facebook instead of radio, I'd be telling you that I was thinking about the three figs and a Diet Coke I had for breakfast. You'd be telling your Facebook friends about a new office chair or posting pictures of your kitten. Someone might have posted a link to an online survey asking if you would vote for Obama again. And there might even be a link to a 3-minute YouTube clip showing the latest town hall scuffle. Sometimes the internet feels like a comprehensive version of Trivial Pursuit. The thing is, an increasing number of people are getting their news from the internet. Mostly that means surfing from one tantalizing tidbit to another. When we surf, we sacrifice depth for the sake of breadth. Now, if I'm looking for hot topics, it's more efficient and more entertaining to catch a review of the late-night comics monologues. The internet has its own shorthand and its own language. It's an efficient way to scan the horizon. The orchestrated disruptions of town hall meetings were designed to take advantage of the internet. They were designed to announce that there's grassroots disapproval of health care reform. But you know, the first thing I noticed were all those cell phones. They were there to film the disruptions. The poor quality film then found its way to YouTube and from there onto the nightly news and into the print media. They'll eventually make it into hit pieces during the 2010 midterm elections. The clip's raw homemade qualities give them an air of authenticity. Well, that must be the hope anyway. But it may backfire. For one thing, you just don't want that many cameras in the picture. And for another, the oil industry and their lobbying groups have been calling for more disruptions aimed at the climate control bill. And they got busted. You know, despite media campaigns painting oil companies green, the only green they really care about comes in the form of currency. That's why they've been urging their subordinates to bring 150 disruptors to town hall meetings to express grassroots anger about the climate bill. And of course, cell phones will be used to film it all. What this demonstrates is a lack of internet savvy. The organizers threw down the gauntlet before every internet junkie willing to go on a fact-finding quest. So of course Big Oil got busted, and that sucks some of the air out of the healthcare demonstrations. Staged is staged, and revealing fakery is one of the things the net excels at. So in the end, I'm thankful that the manufactured disruptions at town hall meetings have been so ham-handed and transparent. It demonstrates that, so far, the opponents of health care, climate bills, and even the Sotomayor nomination don't fully grasp the utility or the language of the internet. But that doesn't mean they won't eventually catch on. Be sand, not oil, in the world's gears.